Hey, what's up, podcast? Welcome back. Fourth episode of No Fear of the Robots. And this time, actually much sooner than I expected, I'm going back to 3D printing because last week I have been to an interesting roundtable about this topic. It was in my old university, Politecnico di Milano. Kind of a nostalgia moment for me, but also a little bit of Stockholm syndrome. Well, I was kidnapped inside that place for about 7 years. Anyway, I thought it would be interesting to go back so early to 3D printing because during this event that was organized by SPS Italy, an exhibition that is in Fiera di Parma, I think every year, and this exhibition is also part of the Frankfurt Messe, so it's kind of an Italy and Germany aligned together once again. Not much successful in the past, but anyway, on this topic of advanced manufacturing. So the motive, the reason why I think it's interesting is that many of the stuff that I said in the previous episode about 3D printing turned out to be confirmed by all the experts that were present at that exhibition. Also, other interesting thing, and I will post this on my LinkedIn profile, so check it out on LinkedIn. They had a brochure that was summarizing all kind of different 3D printing technologies, so both for polymers and metal, so very interesting there. So check it out. But let's go straight back to the main points of the event. The event was focused on three markets, so automotive, aerospace, and my area of business, automatic machines, packaging machines. The point that came out very clearly is where that, first of all, as we said before, this technology is not going to take away the other manufacturing technologies. It's going to be something more that adds to the traditional way of manufacturing through molding, injection molding, machine milling, all that kind of stuff that we are used to do. This one is something completely new, and it's going to add up to those technologies, not to subtract much business. Okay, maybe there will be some overlapping, but at the end of the day, there are not many fears for people who are working in that line of business at the moment. Okay, so about what you can really do at the moment with this technology. First of all, the important thing that you have to take into consideration is that this technology is being very successful in automotive and aerospace for the simple reason that in this market the requirement for lighter components with the same mechanical properties is becoming increasingly more and more required, mainly because of environmental problems and, of course, also economy problems. So if you have a lighter component that goes on an airplane or on a car, of course, you will have less consumption of fuel consumption, of course. So 3D printing is kind of giving you this opportunity to redesign critical components of the machines, of airplanes, of cars and trucks and so on, in order to achieve better and lighter components at the same mechanical properties of the traditional manufacturing technology. And this is really, at the moment, the only winning point that we can find in real-world applications. All the company that participated at this event and that are already testing 3D printing in various forms are more or less still at the early or fast prototyping stage. Only a few of them are really already production in a production phase. One, of course, being Avio Aero, which is a GE company, but their 3D printing technology is $1 billion of investment. So it's not something that can be everywhere. And of course, aerospace is a total different area. While if we go to our good old fashioned automatic and packaging machines, very few components that are 3D printed are actually going on working machines, and we are talking mostly about very specific components that are probably very difficult, if not impossible, to realize with traditional technologies. So at the moment in this era of operation, we are talking about impossible geometries. That is the winning point at the moment in this market. The other thing that that I noticed is that, well, of course, also in industrial automation, there is some niche application. There are some niche applications, that require the lightness of the components while upkeeping the same structural integrity of the components, and that is robotics. If you can use 3D printing, additive manufacturing, in order to reduce the weight of the end effectors of the robots, you can achieve higher speeds, higher productivity rate. And another important thing, and this is a technology that we will discuss in a future episode of No Fear of the Robots, and that is cobots. Now, cobots, by their own nature, have a very limited payload. This is because in order to be capable and allowed to work in collaboration with the human operator without any safety protection, their inertia must be limited. And for this reason, it's very obvious why using a 3D printing technology for reducing the weight of the end effector and of some, let's say, non-structural components of the robot can be extremely useful to achieve better results with the cobots, with the collaborative robot, without getting out of the weight that the robot can handle. Okay, so this is a niche application, but I think it's going to be extremely popular in the future. And it's very interesting to me because it's a very good example of how two technologies, two enabling technologies of Industry 4.0 are capable of working together to achieve the better result. Okay, but if we go out of this area of operation, this niche situation, everybody is saying that 3D printing at the moment is not for anything that resembles mass production. It's for small series, And even inside the area of small series of components, it's not unique ones. There are strong limitations on how you can use this technology. So once again, the best advice that everybody at that conference gave is to begin to do something to get trained in 3D printing. And therefore, it is always a good idea to bring in some kind of 3D printing technologies at the lowest possible cost with at least some decent application in your area of operation, and begin to just use it. Just begin to use it and get training, get some experience in what you can really do, because it's not so immediately intuitive for your engineers, for your drafting department to change the way to draw parts in a way that they can be successfully manufactured using 3D printing instead of just producing components for the traditional milling technologies. It's a completely different way to look at things. So to wrap this up, it was an extremely good experience to me. I wish to thank SPS Italy, Messe Frankfurt, and of course my old slavery place, the Politecnico di Milano, for this conference, for this round table. It was extremely useful and informative, and I wish I could go back again for other topics. I hope they are going to do that. Thanks a lot, and talk to you soon on Not Here, Not There. Bye.